What do you call potatoes that have turned to the dark side? Vader tots. Welcome to Geekly News Desk for the week of December 18th, 2014. I am Simon Atwell, and as always, I am joined by
Andrew Dupe.
You were Kermity Frogging there a little bit.
Kermity Frogger.
Into you dupe, you.
You're the one, boy.
Right, sure. I haven't actually seen that movie. I'll be honest with you.
It's pretty good. Missing out on a good movie.
I don't think I saw the first new Muppets movie either.
You're lost.
If you say so.
I know so. No, I was there.
I'm not really that bothered by it. I'm sure I can get by in my life.
You think you can get by, but you haven't seen it, so you're
And I've gotten by just fine in my life so far.
But you think you have. You just don't know because you haven't seen it.
Anyway. This is gonna go on forever, so let's stop this circling. And just go into the news.
Okie dokie.
Starting with Movies.
As always.
As always.
Those movers.
So J.K. Simmons. He's great. He was J. Jonah Jameson. Tenzin.
He is J. Jonah Jameson.
He is J. Jonah Jameson. And everything, ever since he was cast in the Sam Raimi ones. Tenzin in Legend of Korra. And a bunch of other stuff as well.
A long list of...
Yeah. It's awesome. Pretty long. He has been cast in... he's on his way to Skull Island. Because he has been cast in Kong Skull Island. Which is now the official name of the King Kong prequel. I guess is what it is. Which, because the movie focuses on like the island where King Kong was discovered, hence the island or the title being Skull Island. Tom Hiddleston is also in this movie.
And who doesn't love Tom Hiddleston?
Good question. Thor.
Maybe. He still gives him the benefit of the doubt, man.
That's true. That's true. Thor probably actually does love Loki. Just doesn't like him. This movie recently changed its release date to March 10th, 2017 because...
Reasons?
It was up against... I don't remember what movie it was up against. One that recently got a release date announced for it. It was like a Marvel movie or a Star Wars movie or something. Something big, and they were like, nope, not even going to try. We're just going to move. Just going to move. We'll get it.
We're sorry we were in your way here.
Yeah, pretty much.
We kept your seat warm. Please don't hurt us.
Yeah. Like, I don't remember exactly the movie, but it was something big like that. Something that was like, there was no way they were going to do anything opening that same weekend. So, they just, like, yeah. Well, March 2017, that sounds good. Okay. I don't honestly know a lot about this movie besides it's some sort of King Kong prequel focusing on the island. And it has Tom Hiddleston and J.K. Simmons in it. But the island was cool. Like, in the movie, not the movie The Island, but the movie King Kong. Although, The Island was supposed to be a pretty good movie too. But I've never seen it. Nothing, Andrew?
I got nothing.
Alright. Like I said, March 17th, 2017. And we'll probably talk about that later when we get a clearer picture of what, you know, the actual story will be.
Yeah, probably one of them prequely things,
Well, it
because if you
is.
can't reboot it a million times, just kind of reboot it, but make it a prequel.
Pretty much. So next in J.K. Simmons news, I guess.
Because for some reason there's a lot of J.K. Simmons news.
Well, two. There's two.
There's, yeah.
Mind you, this
That's
second
a
one
lot.
is awesome.
Yeah.
I heard
So,
about it too.
there's a reading of The Empire Strikes Back.
Today, I believe,
Yeah, it's today.
in Los Angeles, at Los Angeles County Museum of Art.
Fart.
Yeah, that too.
You always see that on signs. It says School of Art, but the of like runs into art, and there's a fart joke. Because
Yeah,
yeah, we need fart
I don't think you need to explain it. I think everybody in the world got that one.
jokes. Just making sure. Anyway, so it's gonna be a reading of Star Wars: Empire Strikes Back, where Aaron Paul of Breaking Bad, noun, fandom. I don't know
And
what the
Need for
word.
Speed.
I guess.
Don't forget Need for
I
Speed.
really don't think he's known for that. He'll be playing Luke Skywalker, and J.K. Simmons will be playing a Darth Vader. Sounds great. Stephen Merchant will be C-3PO.
Appropriate.
Yeah, as he played Wheatley in that movie game. Not movie game. Game. It's a game.
Movie game.
A game. You know that game.
Portal 2.
Yeah, thank you. It's really hard to stall and talk at the same time.
I was just trying to give you a chance to get it, because I know, even though I've never played Portal 2, I know that that's what Wheatley is from. I haven't played Portal 1 either.
Well, he's fantastic. Lando Calrissian will be played by Dennis Haysbert.
I don't know who that is.
Apparently he's on Men, Women, and Children,
Never heard
so
of
I never heard of it either.
it.
But apparently he's on it. I don't know. And Yoda will be Kevin Pollak.
Oh, excellent. I can totally hear him as Yoda.
I wonder if he's gonna do a Yoda voice.
Dennis Haysbert, that's why this name sounds familiar. Are you in good hands? And President Whatever in 24. That's Dennis Haysbert. Quick Google search. He does the what insurance? It's a car insurance company does the fucking commercials for now. And the tagline is, "Are you in good hands?"
The article doesn't say that.
Well. But what
Lost
men
without the article.
Men, women, and children is more recent than 24, because that's, this year. As opposed to 24, which was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, but I've never heard of Men, Women, and Children.
I don't know, it's a movie.
Should do what's popular. I mean, come on.
Anyway, that's who Dennis Haysbert is.
The more
President
you know.
something. I can never remember his name. In 24. I'm doing this the wrong way. There it is. Palmer. That's it. President Palmer. Anyway, if I lived in LA, fuck, this would be awesome. I'd totally go to this. A live,
Too.
dramatic stage reading. Dude.
But it'll probably be on the internet tomorrow,
Yeah.
so I'll look for that.
Somebody will record it on their phone, and we'll get a shitty quality. But hey, we'll get to see it.
Maybe we'll get good quality.
I doubt it. But it's
Never
possible.
know.
It's possible. I just don't think so.
I'm just hopeful.
I don't hold out. Yeah, you're the optimist. I'm the pessimist. It's true.
Together we are Ultron.
What? Together we are Ultron?
Yeah, I think it meant Voltron.
Make a little more sense, because at least that's together, where things join up to become Voltron. I would always go for the Captain Planet. For powers combined, we are Captain Planet. Or
I'm just mixing all the references.
by our powers combined, we are Captain Average. I don't know. I had a Captain Planet joke working in my head last night at work, and I had forgotten what the fuck it was, except for the fact that it was a Captain Planet joke. That reminds me, I've got to send Rachel what my D&D character looks like now, because I keep thinking about that every night at work at around like 1 in the morning. I go, shit, I never sent her, the description of my D&D character.
Just said blonde male, clean shaven.
No, mine has a very particular look this time. That's usually what mine are. Just, whatever, they're kind of like this. Mine is particular this time. Anyway, there's neither here nor there. Now, to continue with movies, no more J.K. Simmons. Too bad.
He would be great in The
He would be great in
Hobbit.
The Hobbit. But, Hobbit. The Hobbit came out today as we're recording, I believe. Midnight showings. Midnight in quotation marks. Showings started last night. But yes, it is out this weekend. And the movies have more minutes than the page has books, Andrew. Is that a real
Yep.
thing? That's no, that's
There are more
surprising.
minutes in the collective trilogy than there are pages in the entire book.
I'm sure you could say that about every movie that was based on a book ever.
Maybe.
No, you almost definitely can. It takes less space to write a sentence than it does time to say a sentence.
Yes.
Just saying. Also, because he threw in the extended universe stuff, which so many people complain
Because
about.
people like to do that.
Yeah. They do. I like it. I think the movies are great.
I also am in the camp of hooray, Hobbit movies.
I'll get around to seeing this third one sometime soon in theaters. Came out after my birthday this year, so it wasn't a thing. Plus, I didn't have any money on my birthday, so it wasn't a thing I could do. Like the last 2 years.
Yeah, it's too bad. I'm just waiting for money too, so I can see it.
Good old money. It's a thing that people need. So yeah, guys, Hobbit, it's out. You should go see it. Because
Don't
it's
be like
awesome.
us and sad.
All right, I don't really want to talk about this next thing, Andrew, but you can, because I don't care.
Yeah.
I really don't care about this.
I don't care about this next point about the interview being canceled by
Oh,
Sony
but you care
because of
about the
it.
second half?
I don't care
Sorry.
about any of it.
Oh,
I just
yeah.
care about the fact that it's happening. I think it's funny.
It is news. I just don't care. Yeah.
So, the interview, as you know, a movie about these reporters who try and kill Kim Jong-un. The Sony was recently under some cyber terrorist attacks, or there would be threats as well. There were some hacking and there were some threats. And the government got involved, and Sony just said, No, we're just gonna pull this movie. There's a bunch of theaters that are gonna be playing Team America.
Which is a terrible movie.
Yeah, which is a terrible movie.
Mind you, the interview also sounded like a terrible movie anyway. Seth Rogen and James Franco.
I'm not really a fan of theirs.
Yeah, no, their movies get worse when they do, they're just them two movies.
Yeah.
They kind of been getting worse because there's
They're
like,
all
I don't
right
know.
when they're apart.
Yeah.
They've been in good movies separately, but
But
whenever they're together, I just don't like them.
like when it's just those two, because then when it's just those two, you know they've like written a movie or something, and they're
Yeah.
doing all sorts of things, and they just don't care anymore. I don't think they're like, yeah, this is kind of funny. Let's do this. Throw this shit together. Fuck it.
Yeah.
The studio will let us
Studios will
make
give
this.
us money.
Yeah, James fucking Franco and Seth fucking Rogen make tons of money. Who cares?
Cares?
Yeah.
Standards don't matter. It's all about art.
Yeah, so this has been all over the internet and everything. People have been complaining.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised that people are complaining because I just can't fathom anyone wanting to see this
It's,
movie.
I don't think for one, most of the complaining isn't even that they wanted to see the movie. It's just, why would you do that? Like, why would you cow to the threats? Which is easy to figure out why. Because Sony, now not Sony Inter, not Sony movies, but Sony overall, based in Japan. You know where Japan is near? North Korea. It's plenty
Also,
near.
they haven't had the best of luck for hackings and the like
No.
recently.
Japanese companies apparently not that secure right now.
Apparently.
Apparently. Particularly Sony in the past couple of years. But there have
Yeah.
been others as well. But Sony's like three of them, three different branches of Sony in the past
Yeah,
couple of
like the
years.
PSN keeps getting hit. There was that giant leaks thing.
Yeah.
Man,
Not
it would
great.
suck to be Sony right now.
Too bad. Too bad for Sony. Yeah, I don't care. Team America's a terrible movie. The interview didn't look that great. And let's be honest, if they wanted to, North Korea could absolutely fucking nuke or bomb Japan. Like, you can make the
They could
argument
do
that
anything.
you can make the argument that they wouldn't get the States because there's a long distance and the States is perpetually prepared for an attack. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
People a lot closer, not so safe. Anyway, that is all the time I want to spend on that. I'm gonna move to TV now.
Television.
Television. So, a couple casting news is Manu Bennett. Speaking of the Hobbit, Manu Bennett, who plays the white orc, whatever his goddamn name is.
Pale Orc?
Yeah. He has a name though. Azrog? Something like that.
Yeah.
And he also played Deathstroke in Arrow. Slade Wilson. Has been cast in the Shannara series. Or I don't know what it's gonna be called. I don't know if they have the official name yet. But the
I don't know
TV
either.
series based on the Shannara books by Terry Brooks.
Took forever to turn into anything.
Yeah, those have been around my entire life. We've had those
Yeah.
on the bookcase. I mean, like, there have been new ones coming out more recently, but I swear, as long as I remember, there's been a Terry Brooks Shannara book here in this house.
Same. My own collection.
So apparently, the first season, oh, he's been cast as the last druid, Alanon, who I thought was like, isn't that an adult education center or something, or insurance company? Family groups, Al-Anon family groups. What is it? It's a thing. It's a
No
commercial.
idea.
I hear a commercial for it some all the time. I don't remember
No
what it is,
idea.
but it's a thing. And the first season of Shannara will be 10 episodes long, and be the second book because apparently, Terry Brooks was like, just skip the first book, the second book is a better place to start a TV show. So I guess the author was just like, yeah, forget that first book, it wasn't very good, just go with the second one.
I was young, I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah. So that'll air on MTV in 2015. Yeah, MTV. Andrew, did you realize MTV was the one making the Shannara TV show?
I did when they announced it. I was like, that's weird.
I had forgotten that it was MTV. I was like, that is really strange.
I would have figured it would have been like anyone else.
Yeah. But who knows? We'll see.
We'll see. Just want their own Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, since then, everybody's wanted to do books, or and the, with the comic book movies and stuff becoming so popular, people pick up book and comic properties a lot now. Like weird people, like MTV.
Yeah.
Because there's money in it now. There wasn't money in it before. But we'll see how long it takes before they turn this into a reality show.
Oh God.
It's true, though. It's true. Everything they do is a reality show.
Shannara Shore.
Shannara Shore. Oh, God. I'd watch it.
I would probably actually watch that.
I've never watched Jersey Shore, but I would absolutely watch, like, a scripted reality show called Shannara Shore. Where it was, like, actually, Jersey Shore, Shannara.
There's a Jersey Shore horror movie coming out. Oh, have you heard God. About that?
I remember seeing something about it and going, oh God, no thank you. And just
I don't remember what it was called exactly or when it comes out. I don't care, but I saw it. And the tagline for the movie is, you're not the only one who wants them dead.
Yeah. And
I was like, that's amazing.
Jersey Shore Massacre?
That's probably it.
2014, the situation. Yeah, this one, the tagline is, the situation just got deadly. At least on this poster. But it might be this one. Anyway.
The one I saw, it was like in the trailer and somewhere else, and it said, you're not the only one who wants
trailer, it. Maybe, yeah, like, this was on a poster.
You guys get it.
Alright, continuing on with our casting news. Peyton List, which I think may be the strangest last name I've heard in a while, because it's when you don't realize it's her name, you're like, List? What List? What? Oh, it's her name. Because when you're just reading a headline, I was like, Peyton List joins. Like, what about a list? Oh, that's her last name. Anyway, Peyton List has been cast as Lisa Snart, which still perhaps the worst last name in comics.
Snart.
Snart. Who is in this is in The Flash. She's been cast as Lisa Snart, who is Golden Glider. And the younger sister of Leonard Snart, who is Captain Cold. Who was Wentworth Miller plays Leonard Snart, who's the guy from Prison Break.
Snart really is a horrible name.
It's very possibly the worst last name I've ever heard in comics. Or any sort of entertainment. Snart. She was previously on The Tomorrow People, like Robbie Amell, who now plays Ronnie Raymond, on The Flash. So this is two people they've pulled out of Tomorrow People, which was a pretty popular show.
Never seen it.
Neither have I, but apparently it's a pretty popular show.
A lot of those.
So she should show up in the 16th episode of the season, Rogue Time. And also in that episode, it'll feature one of the Flash's his team, his non-superpowered team, Cisco. This one will feature his brother, Dante. Who was played by Sleepy Hollow's Nicholas Gonzalez. Cisco and I don't remember the girl, but they've actually showed up in Arrow once or twice as well. Well, Barry was still technically in his coma. I don't remember why they were in error, but they were. Something about the company they worked for. yeah, I still haven't watched The Flash. I still hear it's good, so I'll get around to it. I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, I'm still haven't seen Arrow, and Arrow comes before Flash.
Yes, it does. Okay, so Walking Dead spin-off. Is it a spin-off, Andrew, or is it a companion series?
I don't care. There's no official ruling on that yet, and I have zero opinion on this technicality.
It's not a technicality. It's a clear line. It's a spin-off if it features somebody who was in the original series. If it does not, it is not a spin-off.
It features the zombies. It's a spin-off.
No. No.
The collective disease is the character.
Character has to at least be named. Which is why.
It's named the T
No.
virus.
No. No, it's not. That's, that.
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil, yeah, that's it. I was like, which one was that? Anyway. So, Rocking Dead. Walking Dead spin-off slash companion series. Will
Yeah,
be.
it'll be taking place in LA.
Which is a very different setting, I would say, than where the.
Atlanta.
Yeah, than Atlanta.
I don't know. Atlanta's in
Hotlanta.
Georgia, right?
Yes, Atlanta, Georgia. Hotlanta,
And
as the Dukes of Hazzard
is
would
that
say.
the opposite coast, or is
I'm
that
pretty
still.
sure it's the opposite coast. I could be wrong. Let's be honest. Where is the lost city of Atlanta?
In like American geography. Jesus.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's actually on a coast, but I think it's nearer to the Atlantic than it is the Pacific. Yeah. It's not actually on the coast, but it's above Florida. Georgia, well, Georgia's on the coast, Atlanta's not. It's above Florida.
Georgia.
It's above Florida, which is the opposite coast from California. So there. Maps, man. They're a thing. So yeah, and early days of the outbreak, like the Rick is still in a coma early days.
I'd assume so.
My
Because
computer just
we've
decided.
already seen that early days where he's out of the coma.
Yeah, not in LA though.
It's true. Maybe they're different there. I don't know.
Wow, got a lot more technology. Their hair is a lot nicer. I don't
I do always
know.
like to see like the day zero
Yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
It's always cool how they handle it. The Last of Us had the best.
That little 5-minute intro thing before the time jump of like 10 years or something.
A lot of years.
It was a long time.
Yeah, it was good. This looks cool. I'll probably watch it someday, maybe.
I might watch it, but I have to watch The Walking Dead too. I've watched 2 episodes of The Walking Dead, so I'm not really sure that I'll watch this. Except I think I cared about the cast more.
Like 2 seasons behind on the actual Walking Dead. Just haven't had the time to put it into my schedule.
Schedule. Yeah, I just don't. I don't know. Just doesn't. Didn't seem that amazing.
Yeah, it's all right.
Anyway, that's
This glowing review is it's all right. It's worth watching.
for some people. All right, let's go into your section, Andrew. The games.
Pajama games.
Start with the thing that might be your new temporary addiction.
That is definitely my new temporary addiction. So Hearthstone, as we kept talking about, was coming out on tablet for Android. It finally happened this week. And I have like 2 days straight of playing this goddamn game.
I bet you Eric could still beat you.
I knew this would happen. They would come out on tablet and then get it and then be like, oh my god, where has he been all my life?
Erica is surprisingly good at Hearthstone. She could probably still beat you. She beats me
maybe
every time you've ever played that game. She kicks my ass. Except maybe once.
Kinda, what kind of deck does she play?
I don't remember. It's been a long time.
You beat that bad?
Hmm?
Well, I challenge Erica. A one-on-one duel. Throw down.
Can you play? I assume you can play people on the computer through your
tablet.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's the same thing. Like, the deck lists and stuff all are connected. So I'm pretty sure you can play with computer people.
Maybe we should add that to our LAN list.
I'd do it.
I added like 5 or 6 things today. I don't know if you saw that. But it was quite a few.
This game, man.
Yeah. No, Hearthstone is great. It's great.
So helplessly deck dead.
I don't
keep
like
going through and playing different classes. Like, I started with the hunter. No, I started with a warrior. Found out really quick that unless you have the cards, it's horrible.
It's not
moved to hunter and blew through hunter.
The warrior's not that bad. I tell you, the warlock is the hardest until you start getting some useful cards. Because
yeah,
its ability,
that one's probably even harder.
Its ability literally does damage to you to draw more cards. So if you don't have the cards to back up drawing new cards, you just get fucked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What I've had the most luck with is either the hunter or the priest.
Yeah, the priest is nice, with its heal ability and some nice shadow damage spells and shit.
Yeah, a lot of the heal abilities really do work, unless the other person's playing like a rogue or something.
Yeah, I started with the rogue.
There's not much you can do with it.
Because the rogue is my class, so I started with the rogue.
It's a pretty good game overall, but like there's a lot of like this class is really good against this class. So if you're just going through doing like random things, like I guess it's all up to deck builds too, but
yeah.
The stuff that the priest really excels at, the rogue just says no.
It can, if you know what you're doing, sure. I mean, that can be true of a lot of things, just by knowing which cards are good against which.
Yeah. And you only get, like, 30 cards in your deck, so it's hard to tailor it to everyone. You pretty much just have to find one thing that works the best against most of the things, and then just grin while you get your ass handed to you by a rogue.
Yeah, I don't even use a custom deck usually, because I don't have all my decks up. Like, I think I have a custom rogue deck because I have that one at its highest level, but I didn't make any other custom decks because I don't have all the cards for them yet.
Right. I got a few at their highest level. I got the hunter, the priest, the... Let me check.
Yeah, I have the rogue and, like, maybe the warrior or something. I like 2 decks at the highest level. Or the mage. I think I have the mage because that's the one they train you on, so that's the one you start with.
Yeah, but I just switched, like, right away with the mage.
I just figured,
because I got the hunter, I'm like, yeah.
I just figured, eh, this is already, like, one level up on everybody else. I might as well just make this max level before I move on. Anyway.
Mage is pretty good too.
Yeah. It, much like mages in WoW, is great for damage, but you don't have a lot of cards that can heal you. You don't have any cards that can heal you, or, you know, you have some that can mitigate damage, but not as much.
Yeah, a lot of crowd control and
Burn.
Damage.
Burn. Anyway, Hearthstone is great. If you haven't played it, you should.
My total level is 47.
I have no idea what my total level is, or where, or even where to find that.
Got a 15 hunter, 15 priest, 4 rogue, 5 warrior, 3 mage. I've been playing this game for 2 days.
Anyway, speaking of your present addiction, let's go to your previous addiction. Actually, I don't know if this was an addiction of yours.
It was, until I just couldn't stand it. So, Destiny. The expansion Dark Below came out. And the overall review is, it's not really much of an expansion. Kind of a disappointment. One quote says, if this was automatically installed in my hard drive, I probably wouldn't have found it.
Wow.
So it's just more glowing reviews for this award-winning...
Most expensive game ever.
Most expensive game. Destined to be the biggest new IP in video games, blah, blah, blah. It's sad. It hurts.
Oh, well.
I can't even work up the courage to play the game again because I know I still have to just loot grind. And I hate loot grind.
I guess this just goes to show you that just because you pump money into the games or into anything, really, does not guarantee that you'll do it well.
Yeah, which I think can be reflected in this next point.
Yeah, because they didn't pump a lot of money, but they ended up with a lot of money.
Marcus Notch Pearson.
Is that really his last name?
I don't know how to pronounce it.
It is just Pearson with two S's, though.
Yeah, it's that country.
Sure it's not language. Pressen, like P-R-E? Sure you spelled it right.
Yep.
Weird. Yeah. He's anyway, like Swedish or something, right?
So Notch, you know, of Minecraft creator fame.
Minecraft.
Made it basically for free and then did the whole early access. Basically started early access. If it wasn't for Minecraft, we probably still wouldn't have the whole
well,
early access trend.
Not as big. There were a few, but
yeah, but it wasn't like every game is like what? You mean we can give them access to our beta and they'll give us money?
I mean, which is really no different than pre-ordering with beta access.
Yeah.
But.
No, most of the time it's not. When it's done right, it's not.
Hey, like that's what early access should be. You're like, I'm going to buy this game and I wouldn't mind playing the beta. So, yeah, pre-order it now. Hey, get beta access. Sadly, there are some people who don't realize that.
A lot of people.
Game makers.
Yeah. I can understand it helps out with indie developers and stuff, but you really should have something to show for it before you start taking early access.
Yeah.
Even Kickstarter, you should have something to show for it.
Yeah, if nothing, if you can't have started, like, the code or anything, please at least show that you have a good plan and, like, design.
And some assets.
Yeah. So even the smallest thing. So you're not just like, yeah, I just want your money. And maybe I've got this idea that might work. I don't know.
I haven't thought too much about it. But when you give me some money, I can think about it.
Exactly. Anyway. Back to Notch, who did not do that at all.
He did not. He is our savior and creator of the Minecrafts. He has outbid Jay-Z and Beyoncé to purchase a $70 million mansion in Beverly
He's
Hills.
great. It's hilarious.
I love this.
You know that game Minecraft? You know the guy who made it? Yeah, he just bought a house that Jay-Z and Beyoncé wanted. He beat them. He spent more money than Jay-Z and Beyoncé on a house. It's a great story.
I love it. It's amazing. I would love to see the look on their faces when they go,
Who?
"Who?"
Yeah. Who the fuck is this guy? The fuck did he get that money? Yeah.
Ah, it's great.
Also,
What a world we live in.
it also goes to show you that when you actually give a shit about your product and the people who use your product, the people will respond in kind by, making your product profitable.
MVP indie developer.
Yeah. They are the good show of indie developers, because there are indie developers out there who aren't so good, sadly. Because, much like anything else, though, there's major developers who are good, and there's major developers who suck.
And some are hot and cold.
Speaking of major developers that people really like, Valve, Steam sale has
Steam
started
sale is on.
right now, as we
Gabe
record.
Newell has graced us with his deals. All hail Gaben. PC Master Race.
My eyes are almost going to roll out of my head, because all of that is weird. Although I did see this geek thing on Reddit. I don't remember what the heck what hell it was exactly. Oh, it was. I think it was a GIF from a video, just the end of some video. And people, the guy, there was two guys on it. One said like, "Praise Gaben," and the other one said, "Gaben be praised," or something. And then they did like something with their hands, like the Catholic cross thing. But I was like, "What the fuck is it?" I watched the GIF like four times, and I was like, "Oh, I think it's supposed to be a three. I think they're signaling three with their fingers for Half-Life 3, obviously." And then I checked the comments because I wanted to see if did anybody else like what the fuck were they doing with their hands. And no, the whole I went down like 50 comments, and they were all like, "Man, we should really start like an actual religion." And I was like, "Oh God, that's not you guys already are an
Yeah.
actual religion."
Half-Life 3 is basically the whole Jesus
The
coming
second
back
coming?
thing.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
exactly what a comment said. "We're waiting for it forever, like the second coming." Yeah, no, exactly. That's what I was like. They, PC Master Race and people who literally worship Valve and Gabe Newell are already a religion. Anyway, Steam sale is on. Games are on sale. Only one I remember today, the day of the deal today, was Beyond Earth, and I really want it, but I can't afford it yet. Maybe on January 2nd when it comes back on sale again. Maybe then I
Yeah,
can
there's a
buy
few games on sale.
it. Yeah, the
Euro
only one.
Truck Simulator.
Right. Total Rome 2. Total War, rather. Total War Rome 2. Sniper Elite.
Beyond Earth.
Which is the one I want.
Civilization.
Yeah, Civ 5 Beyond Earth. Or Civilization Beyond Earth, sorry. I don't know why I always call that 5. Rocksmith, 2014.
I really want Rocksmith.
But on PC?
Sure, why not?
I don't know. Is there control? Like, I don't know.
He's got to get the cable.
I guess.
The same cable for all of it.
Space Engineers. People like that game.
These are just the daily sales. There's
Yeah.
tons and tons that are just
Yeah, the,
blanket sales
these are
everywhere.
the featured daily deals on the front page. Metal Gear Solid 5, Ground Zeroes, Dark Souls 2, State of Decay.
There's a lot on my wish list that's on sale.
Oh yeah, they also have a thing now at the very bottom of the featured page. Well, not quite the very bottom, but close. For, you know, things that are on your wish list that are on sale.
And the little percentage thing and how much they
Well,
are and
actually, I have one on my wish list that is on the Funny wish list that's not on sale. But it's an indie game that is $5 anyway. So it's already cheap.
yeah, there is a couple on here that's not on sale. I
Yeah.
think it's just all of the wish list, like
Yeah, it's just
Starbound and Wings of
showing your
Prayer.
wish list on your front page now so you don't have to fucking check. Where's the wish list? Where do I find that again? Because it's not easy to find. I don't remember where you even go
Bread's
for
on
it.
sale.
What?
I am Bread's on sale.
No. It's a wipe. It's not on sale. This is the $5 one, where you play like a raid leader or a guild leader. You have to guild
Oh
mage.
yeah.
I was like, this game sounds fantastic.
Does.
Anyway, Steam sale, guys. It's on, and if you play, you know, PC games, you probably already know that. And for Rachel, if she's listening, I'm sure Counter-Strike might probably go on sale at some point.
Yeah, I was talking to her about that.
Because Counter-Strike goes on sale every Steam sale, ever.
It's a blanket sale, so it's always on sale. I just said keep an eye out for the daily sales. It's gonna probably show up on there, and if not,
It'll
she's
almost
just gonna get
definitely
it.
show up on a daily deal.
Because it's a Valve game.
Yeah, exactly. They don't have to go to somebody else to say, "Listen, we're gonna put this on sale. We need this." You know, you got because with other things, you do have to negotiate with people, somewhat, or take a hit yourself if you want to, because they do pay. Technically, they pay for the codes to access that they then sell to you. Like that's how it works, unless they make the game themselves. And then they go, fuck everybody else, we can charge whatever the hell we want.
We're swimming in money right now, anyway.
Yeah, exactly. All right, we will go into comics. Right now. So, Andrew,
That's
Marvel
me.
is remastering Star Wars. What do you think that means?
Are they redoing the comics?
Yes, back in, 77, 80, 83? Were those the years that the movies came out? Regardless, whatever those years, back when the original movies came out, like weeks actually before the original movie came out, Marvel released the comic book adaption of the script. And they've done that. They did that with Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi as well. So next year, when they get the rights back to do Star Wars comics, they are going to remaster the old adaptations or adaptions, and with new things that were in the script that didn't quite make it to screen, I believe they said somewhere in this article.
Like that scene with Biggs? Yeah, Biggs. And Luke.
Including scenes that never made it to the silver screen. So there are things that were in the script, which is what they adapted and didn't make it to the movie, but Pup will be in this newly remastered, oversized graphic novel.
Hooray.
So, A New Hope will be out in March, I believe, next year, and the other two will follow afterwards. It doesn't have a date, but all three will come out next year, and A New Hope remastered oversized graphic novel should be out in March in your comic stores or bookstore because they sell comics, or Amazon because they sell everything.
Yep.
I think I have bought in my life one comic off Amazon because I could not find it anywhere. It was one
I
of the
buy
Avatar comics.
some of the graphic, the Deadpool.
Oh, the
What's
trade
it called?
paperbacks? Trade
Yeah,
paperbacks.
that one.
Anyway, so Star Wars, guys. Star Wars. And speaking of awesome things that actually I hate. Star Wars and Bill and Ted have nothing to do with each other. I was trying to come up with something I could, speaking of, from Star Wars to Bill and Ted, but I really can't. Space? Future?
Space? Future?
I guess?
Space future? Well,
Space future.
Star Wars is the past.
But it's futuristic. Because of spaceships. Anyway.
Spaceships.
Bill and Ted. So, we talked
Phones?
about last week, the Wild Stallions comic that was coming from Boom. We have some more information on that now. So, Bill and Ted's Most Triumphant Return is a 6-issue miniseries that will debut in March and will tie directly to the first two movies. It says in this article that it's misspelled. They misspelled two. They used TO instead of TWO. Anyway.
Those bastards.
So, like we assumed, miniseries, if it's popular, it'll probably continue on to a major series, an ongoing series, because that's how Boom usually operates. That's how a lot of the smaller comic companies usually operate, because they can't always take the risk on, something they're not sure will still be a big seller. Like Bill and Ted, people love Bill and Ted. But are people going to buy comics? Bill and Ted comics? Are people going to remember the movie? Z. You never know. It's a risk. And because the smaller companies don't necessarily have the money to, we'll take that risk. I'll take that bet. They're like, we'll just run a short thing, and then if people like it, we'll keep going. So
Makes
anyway,
sense.
in this series, Bill and Ted must now fulfill their destiny as the inspiration of galactic harmony. And so they use the time machine to travel to the 27th century to turn a young Chuck Denomalos into a fan of Wild Stallions. I don't know who Chuck Denomalos is, and I don't remember the movies enough if that was like somebody who was mentioned in the movies, maybe. Because it's been a
I also
while.
don't.
It's been a while. But 27th century, so that's still future for us. Brian Lynch is writing the miniseries with Jerry Gaylord being the artist. And also, each issue will contain a short backup story, worked on by a different set of creators. So it'll probably be like the last few pages will have a secondary story that has nothing to do with the main story, I imagine. Issue number
That
one,
happens in comics.
yeah, no, those are always pretty good. Issue number one by written by Ryan North, who writes Adventure Time, and drawn by Ian McGinty, who draws The Bravest Warriors.
Sweet.
So that's a good mix. So yeah, March. Also March. Guys, March is gonna be awesome. It's Bill and Ted and Star Wars. Time travel and spaceships.
Likes
Ta-da!
the Star Wars.
All right. I believe that is all we have for this week. A little bit shorter than the past couple weeks have been, but
Holidays stuff.
yeah, slower
Snow.
news. I can't stay as late. Less rambling.
Hearthstone exists.
Andrew needs to get back to his addiction.
Sad.
Anyway, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you can do that. I am at Dud75, DUD75.
And I'm at DUP3.
And you can follow the show at Geekly News, GWEEKLYNEWS. You can also find us on our website, which is geeklynews.com. You can find the show notes there. You could listen to the show streaming on the site. You can find some blog posts and reviews. The review of two for Dragon Age Inquisition is up there. You can also find the links to subscribe via RSS or the link to the iTunes. If you decide to use the iTunes, you know, if you're one of the many people in the world, if that is the way you get your podcasts, we would really appreciate a 5-star rating and review.
Yes, please.
You know, don't be like unnecessarily mean, but if you feel we're doing something wrong, constructive criticism. I almost said creative criticism. I was like, that's not the right word. Although creative criticism,
get creative.
It's pretty entertaining. So
yeah, go yeah. Around.
Not saying don't, but constructive criticism, always, you know, always accept it.
Please love us.
And you can email us at feedback@greeklynews.com. Or you could comment on the post directly on the website as well.
Also, I'm not sure how this whole Battle.net friends works, but if you want to play Hearthstone with me,
yeah,
I think you can add me DUP3... number sign 1444.
I'm not even sure you need to do the number sign thing, but
I don't know.
I think you might just have to put in your name, either your email, which is a risk giving out your Battle.net email, or your Battle.net username. I think I'm probably dead 75 though too, but I'm now opening it to see. It's so slow. There we go. Look, I'm dead 75. Andrew is hanging out in the main menu. Oh shit, I shouldn't have started that. Yeah.
Crazy,
started downloading a patch. And I was like, oh no, I don't want to download a patch now. What if it ruins my internet at the very end of the show? No, no.
My bandwidth.
Also, we are also on Facebook. At facebook.com/GreeklyNews. But yeah, Hearthstone or WoW, or I have the Heroes of the Storm beta, or what else is there? I don't have StarCraft installed anymore. I don't really play Diablo. StarCraft. But you know, any of those. Battle.net. I'm dead 75 on Battle.net. Andrew's DUP3. Also, pretty sure I'm dead 75 on Steam. Find me there too.
I am DUP3 underscore on Steam.
Man,
because DUP3 was taken.
Sure it wasn't taken by you? And you just forgot your password?
100% sure.
Alright.
And I'm frustrated by it.
That is all we have for this week, as I said. So, thank you for listening. And we will see you next week.
Until next time, outro.